This is the Art Beauty Podcast, where we tell the real truth about the fake shit. I'm Amber, and today my brilliant and beautiful co-host is Miss Susanna Raff. She is the founder of Cleo & Coco, which is an elevated personal care brand that's all about delivering clean ingredients in a sexy way that actually work to help you really elevate your personal care. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you so much for having us.
It is so good to have you. So I have to say, I get a lot of pitches. I'm a totally unsponsored show, so nobody pays to be on here. And when I see something that really kind of tweaks my interest, I am super excited. And I heard about your natural charcoal deodorant. And I have to say, I've tried a bunch and, you know, I was really blown away by your product. I'm really excited to talk about them. But before we get into sort of the specifics, I want to know a little bit more about your brand. Why did you decide to create Cleo & Coco?
Such a great question. I created Cleo & Coco because I really felt that there was a need in the market for personal care products that really delivered something different. I come from a continuous quality improvement background. I wrote a master's thesis in continuous quality improvement, and I've just applied it to all of my business experience for the last 20 years. So when I stopped wearing aluminum, synthetic fragrance, and chemicals on my body, I realized that there was no deodorant that was working for me. But there was so much more than just effectiveness that was like missing in deodorant. It was just, I just really felt that the experience was subpar. And I just saw this as a product that really needed a lot of improvement. And I, started researching and putting together a product just for myself to use because I couldn't find anything that I liked. I've always been amazing with scents. So I would just mix essential oils and other ingredients. And eventually, you know, realize that I'm not the only person who is not happy with the personal care products or deodorants on the market. And I kind of put on my continuous quality improvement business strategy glasses and started to really study the market, the category. And I said, this is a category that is ripe for improvement. There is so much that needs to be improved and done in personal care. When you think about it, we put deodorant on our bodies, on some of the most intimate areas of our body. From pre-puberty, I have, you know, girls like 11, 12, 13 years old now, and they need it. And that's the age when you start wearing deodorant, and you're going to wear it every single day for the next 70, 80, 100 years, God willing. So, a product that we're using so much of, whoever really thought about deodorant before? You would go to the drugstore, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, you didn't care about the smell, you just hoped that it worked. And I said, like, this just needs to be completely turned upside down and changed.
I mean, you know, now I'm in my 40s and I remember like early days of deodorant, you had like the spray that would be the white everywhere. And then I remember when they came out with the invisible solids, and that was such like a, wow, this is so amazing. And then we heard a lot of negativity around aluminum, right? Being a cancer causing ingredient, and you're putting it right there. And especially with the rise in breast cancer, something to be so aware of. And then you started hearing about these natural deodorants. I remember there was one, I can't remember the brand, but there was like actually like a crystal sort of a stick that I remember, a family friend started to use, and I asked, does it really work? And it was like, and so I know recently we've started hearing a lot about these charcoal deodorants, and I can tell you from my own experience, having tried some of them, I found that they didn't really glide on, that it was kind of a mess, that it didn't really work. What were those, some of the things that you were finding sort of as a problem in the category?
Right. So there's a whole bunch of stages, right? There's conventional deodorants, antiperspirants that, the aerosols, there was some recent research now about aerosols and being linked and being pulled from the market and being linked to causing, illnesses. And that's very, very recent, this year's research. And then there's, you know, we had the sticks and the roll-ons and all the conventional antiperspirant deodorants with a lot of synthetic ingredients. And then I'd say in the last 5 years, there's been a nice, beautiful movement to go towards aluminum-free and more natural. And so definitely the first generation of the aluminum-free deodorants, and that's where I came in, were not really delivering the exactly what you said. They went on dry like sandpaper. They really didn't smell very good, and they really didn't work for the majority of people. And yet there was still so much demand because, you know, we're a much more educated consumer and society today. And, you know, we read ingredients and we eat clean, and the next natural step is to be putting clean products on our body, especially, you know, aluminum is definitely the first thing that we're looking at and saying, you know, is it linked to Alzheimer's? Is it linked to breast cancer? You know, do we really want this on our bodies? I couldn't bear to put something like that on my pregnant body, and I can't put it on my kids' bodies today. So with Cleo and Coco, we take it a few steps further, that we're not just eliminating aluminum, we're eliminating synthetic fragrance. Synthetic fragrance can disrupt your hormones. It's not good for people with autoimmune issues, sensitivities, scent sensitivities, chemical sensitivities. And then there's parabens and phthalates that can be found in, and then this is, again, you're putting this into under your arms, into your glands, going into your breast tissue every single day. So if we can make a product that can do the job clean without any of these synthetics, without these parabens, without any of this risk, we should. And so we add ingredients to our deodorants like activated charcoal and magnesium. And these are products that really nourish your body. And that's really our goal. And that's this whole transformation in personal care that we're hoping to achieve, that instead of cheap synthetics to make millions and millions of dollars, we want to really keep you healthy. We want to provide products that are better for your body, that are doing better for the world. So we are nourishing your body with magnesium, with vitamins, with minerals, and we're getting the job done as well.
I want to just really quickly stop you and go back. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but you mentioned before something that blew my mind. When you talk about aerosols and this new research that came out, is that aerosol in general, or is it aerosol spray deodorants that they're finding issues with?
Excellent question. I'm going to have to find that article to link to after the show. So it was aerosols in hairspray, aerosols in deodorant. There were quite a few brands that were linked to it, and they pulled them from the market.
Oh, wow. Really?
There was a chemical, and I just don't remember off the top of my head. There was a chemical found in these aerosols that were linked. I can't even remember what they were linked to, and highly, highly unhealthy.
I mean, you know, these days it's like the consumer is more educated, and yet it's so scary because you think you're doing something good, and it's scary times we live in. You know, talking about this deodorant, so I have to tell you, deodorant is a very, you know, personal thing, right? So I've got some friends who are heavy sweaters. I have one friend who has extreme perspiration issues. I feel like lucky for me, like I've never been a heavy sweater. I don't wear deodorant every day. And I'm hoping right now that there's not somebody out there who knows me who's like, Amber, we've been meaning to tell you about this. But I don't really think that I smell, and I don't sweat a lot, even when I'm working out and exercising. Like I just don't have that. But I put this to the test. I will say, so my first thoughts on this deodorant, one, I'm wearing a black jumpsuit today to see, did it get all over the place? And it did not. The thing that I was most impressed with was how like nicely it glides on. And it does. It has a beautiful lavender vanilla scent. Yes. It's gorgeous. I put this on before I went to hot yoga, which to me is like the epitome of, I mean, and you sweat no matter what, but I certainly felt clean and it didn't come off everywhere. What are people like, what has the reaction been? Cause I know this actually won some awards.
Yes, we've won 2 years in a row Dirty Thinkers Think Dirty Award for being the best clean deodorant. We've won other like Clean Pure Picks awards. We've done, and in the clean category, we won awards as the best clean natural deodorant.
I mean, but if somebody has like a heavy sweater, or if they have, you know, more a pungent body odor or more noticeable, is this really going to do the trick?
Yes. That was our goal in creating Cleo and Coco. I'm a very heavy sweater, and no matter how detoxed I am from antiperspirant and how often, if I don't use deodorant and I spin and I do yoga and exercise as well, and this deodorant, if it holds up to my sweat and odor, I know it, we know, and I obviously have lots of testers and everything else, but I'm one of those heavy sweaters, which is probably why I noticed that there was definitely a deodorant issue on the market that needed to be fixed. But you're raising some very good issues. So you can work out, you can spin, hot yoga, wear this deodorant, you can sweat buckets, and you should be and will be odorless.
Okay.
The sweat, we know, is really healthy for you, but you don't want to smell.
Right.
That is the point of a really good natural deodorant, that you're going to sweat in a healthy way, especially you're going to sweat through anything if you're, you know, spinning and doing hot yoga, but you don't want to have odor. And that's what, and clean, but what happens, so the difference between a conventional antiperspirant product and a clean deodorant is that there's no antiperspirant, so you're not blocking your sweat glands.
Is that what happens? So I was going to ask you, like, what is the mechanism of, you know, a traditional antiperspirant?
It blocks your sweat glands. The chemicals block your sweat glands and don't allow you to sweat. And what happens is, and this is the irony in the whole thing, is when you don't sweat, you have a buildup of bacteria under your arms, and it's the bacteria that's going to cause your body odor. So you're actually building a cycle of dependency by using antiperspirants, because you're building up that bacteria. So as soon as you stop using the antiperspirants, oh, it's free to expel from your body. And with it comes terrible odors. So you say, oh my gosh, I need my antiperspirant again. So it's really a very unhealthy cycle of dependency that's created when you block your sweat glands. So when you use a natural deodorant without antiperspirant, your sweat glands are free to do what they're meant to do, which is much healthier for your body. They're free to keep purging toxins through sweat, but with the right deodorant, and that's how we created our formula, that we want you to purge those toxins without any odor. And we add ingredients like charcoal that is a toxin purger, right? We use charcoal to clean bacteria and water. We use charcoal if somebody has, food poisoning or something, you take charcoal and the charcoal absorbs toxins. So the charcoal in the deodorant is absorbing the bacteria that's causing the odor and leaving you completely odorless. So it's really just supporting this natural purging detox process that your body's meant to do. And it just allows you to be completely odor-free. It does, we have arrowroot powder in it as well, and that helps to absorb odor. That helps to absorb wetness, the sweat.
Okay.
So because we're not blocking your sweat glands, we're never going to make a claim that we eliminate sweat, but we do eliminate probably 90% of the sweat, especially over time. That's a very personal thing. So for somebody like you, who's not a big sweater, it's going to take care of the little bit of sweat that you experience. For somebody like me, I'm always going to be probably a little bit damp, but completely odor-free.
Got it. Okay. Which is really, really important. And you're not putting on those very toxic chemicals. You mentioned before this idea of like antiperspirant detoxing, right? And I know when I receive your products, you actually provide a detox guide, because when you switch from a traditional deodorant and a perspirant to a natural one, what are some of the things that we can expect to happen?
Beautiful question. So this is another way that like Cleo and Coco is differentiated from a lot of the natural and aluminum-free deodorants on the market, is that there's a lot of talk about this armpit detox and waiting 3 or 4 weeks, and when everybody was home in quarantine, now's a good time to switch to natural deodorant, because everybody thinks, because the word out there is that you're going to be stinky for 3 or 4 weeks when you switch to a natural deodorant until it starts to work. So that is not true with Clio and Coco.
Okay.
What are the proof that our deodorant works is that you can go from antiperspirant yesterday to Clio and Coco charcoal deodorant today, and you should be odor-free from day one, because the deodorant does its job. The charcoal is going to, you're going to start to detox. Yes. That's, you know, which is really, is you're detoxing from the antiperspirant, and you're just doing what your body's meant to do on a daily continuous basis, sweat. So what you should experience is maybe you'll experience more wetness. Maybe you'll experience different odors. But when you apply the deodorant, the odor should be absorbed.
Okay.
And then over the week, so maybe the first week, you'll experience more odor, this more wetness. The second week, you might notice that when you're not wearing the deodorant, you have unusual odors. And that's just your body detoxing. But use, and we also have a charcoal cleanse bar, right, which, because it's got charcoal in it, so you can wash your whole body with it. We can talk about that later. You wash your whole body with it, but especially your underarms, and the charcoal is just going to be there to help absorb extra bacteria and toxins and help your underarms get extra clean, to help the deodorant be, you know, just to help your body pull out the toxins, because the deodorant's always working, but it'll speed up that detox process. So by week 3, week 4, you're going to start to notice that you're not sweating as much, and you really don't have any, your natural body odor is at a much lower level, and you know, you've really just detoxed, and now you're like, your underarms are really clean. And you just, you know, if you go back to antiperspirant, then you'll repeat that whole cycle. When you stop the antiperspirant, you might have extra, and everybody's experience is different, but you'll notice unique odors when you're not using the deodorant, and you'll notice. So, yeah.
So do you think, are there certain things, because I guess it's like a very personal and maybe genetics effect on how much we're going to sweat and or how much body odor we're going to have, but are there certain things, like are there certain foods, are there certain behaviors, are there certain things that maybe cause more odor and or sweat that you know of?
That is such a great question.
So I mean, maybe you don't. I don't mean to be on the spot, but
no. So the one thing I know is magnesium. People ingest it or put it under their arms, and it's an amazing odor eliminator. So obviously when we eat garlic and, you know, really spicy foods, it's going to come out in our sweat. I think it depends on your own nose, if you can recognize it. I have very spicy smelling kids for some reason.
That's amazing.
But, and I'm always thinking, you know, what spice did I feed them? But I think that's just their smell.
Got it. I don't have kids, but God bless you to people who do. And I don't know what to say about how they do or don't smell. It sounds like it's a very dependent thing. Like, we know if you are a heavy sweater, if you're somebody who has maybe a more pungent BO, something to be aware of. But you're saying that if you use this, give it the 4 weeks. So you're not saying that there's not going to be a 4 week, but after 4 weeks, it's like a really good trial, and you'll kind of get your body into a much more natural habit.
So you should be fine from day one. And
day
you
one.
May not even notice a difference from day one when you're switching from an antiperspirant. Day one, you start using the deodorant. The difference you might notice is sweat.
Okay.
You have to be ready. And that's actually why we created our body powder dry shampoo. So that is like a decomposed deodorant. It doesn't have the powder. It doesn't have the butters in it. So
this is such a cool, by the way, for anybody, if you're just listening to this, you should really go over and check out the YouTube video, because this is such a cool dispenser. So I've never seen this. And I like to wash my hair as little as humanly possible. I washed it today, so it's nice and clean. But I love this. You're like, it's your body powder. You can use it to sort of, as like a you know, emergency body wash, if you will, refresh, and also great for hair.
Yes.
And yes. I put some of this in my hair and I was like, oh yeah, it totally works.
It's amazing, right? And this has just got vegetable powders in it. It's got activated charcoal. It's got bentonite clay.
Nice.
Essential oils. So that, right, it's soft and like and silky smooth. People use it even as on top of their face as a for powder on top of your face as a makeup setter.
Right.
This is multifunctional, clean, really. So I created it to put on top of deodorant if you want to absorb extra moisture. So if you're not comfortable, if you're nervous about sweat or you're not comfortable with a little bit of wetness because you're so used to blocking your sweat glands with antiperspirant, you put that powder on and it does the job. It absorbs wetness. So I personally put this on. So I get out of the shower and I can't stop sweating. I'm a heavy sweater. So
okay.
I can't get my clothes on without putting the powder on. Somebody from my marketing team says we have to make a video. If anybody remembers that Friends episode where Ross is trying to put on those leather pants.
Oh yeah. Well, and by the way, for all of our pleather wearers, this could be it. And you know, this is great for, so like I said, I do hot yoga and my hot yoga. If anybody ever saw me coming home, I have like these giant baggy sweatpants. Cause when you rip off, you know, the spandex, you can't put spandex back on cause you're soaking wet. So maybe this is like a good thing to throw into my gym bag to kind of help.
That is perfect. That's exactly when I used to go to spin class. Cause now I spin at home, but I would just spray the powder everywhere so that I wouldn't have to walk out soaking wet.
And yeah.
Incredible. It dries, it absorbs the odor, it absorbs the wetness, it absorbs bacteria. It's fantastic, that powder. And it triple job. So it's a body powder between your legs, under your bra, under your arms, on your feet. I have my son sticks his foot in it to before he puts on socks.
Yeah.
And then it's an amazing dry shampoo. It absorbs the oil, it adds volume, and it's clean. It's not an aerosol. It doesn't have any synthetics in it. So it's a really multifunctional, incredible product.
I love it. And you know what? You one of the things I was so impressed by your brand is that you do have some zero waste products, because we know that is so important these days, to do our part in trying to reduce the incredible amounts of waste that we all produce, myself included. Tell us a little bit about those.
So we created, when I was looking at, you know, plastic free alternatives, and, you know, we didn't want to contribute to plastic waste. So there's a lot, I mean, I could speak for hours about this because I really spent a lot of time studying it and researching it and trying to figure out the best solution. You know, PCR plastic, we're switching all of our plastic containers by 2023 into PCR plastic, which is post-consumer recycled. So the materials used to make them are recycled and they can continuously be recycled. So it's no longer single use.
Use plastic, yeah.
Looked into, paper boards are another solution. So in the beginning, paper boards were not holding, it just wasn't supporting the deodorant so well. So what the zero waste deodorant bars are completely paper-free, plastic-free. They're like a soap bar.
Right.
They're a rectangle shape and you just hold, and I don't have one in my hands to show you, I'm sorry. But you can see them on our website. We have demos of it and everything. So you just hold the deodorant and you apply it. And because I knew that customers wouldn't want to get their fingers dirty because it's like holding the deodorant, it's a little bit greasy. We dip the deodorant bar in wax. It's the same wax that is found in the deodorant. So you hold the deodorant bar on the wax side and you just apply it to your underarms. And your fingers don't get dirty. And then you can just store it in an FSC certified paper box. And it's plastic free. It's completely zero waste. It's wrapped in a compostable wax paper, this gorgeous branded compostable wax paper. So it's actually also available on Target.com or zero waste deodorant bars, because they're trying to be as progressive and really initiating this whole zero waste plastic free, more eco-conscious movement. So nobody has a zero waste deodorant bar like ours. They're handmade, they're hand dipped, hand wrapped.
I love that. And I want to say, I love that you are, we have a podcast coming up with a woman from Take My Face Off who was looking for, you know, reusable, like the perfect reusable makeup, a washcloth. And we talk a lot about, you know, sort of this idea of plastic and single use plastic. And so it's really good to know that brands like yourself are really starting to take the initiative in this, you know, to help keep us on the planet as long as we can. Yeah. And also without all of the harmful, terrible ingredients that we don't want to be putting into our bodies. I want to thank you so, so much for being on. You know, I think that personal care is, look, it's a personal choice, but for those of us who are interested in clean charcoal deodorants, I have to say, again, this one gets my thumbs up approval because one of the glidability of it, and it smells so good. It's like a lavender, it's lavender vanilla. It smells like the spa. It's funny. We just did something with Natura Bisset, and it almost has like a similar fragrance to their luxury brand products. So at night, because I'm a night showerer, at night I've been sort of putting that on and then putting the body powder on, and I literally smell like I just stepped out of the spa. So thank you.
That's exactly how we want you to feel. Exactly.
Plus, it's also great because of the lavender. I go to sleep like a little snuggly, cozy bug in a rug. Off to Snoozerville with that delicious scent.
That's exactly how why we created the scents and the formula, is to offer you that kind of elevated, luxurious personal care. It's really a form of self-care. So many customers say that they will put the deodorant on at night in order to smell it to help them go to sleep.
It is so lovely. And listen, if you also want something else, try the powder. The powder after a little body lotion, you'll be smelling so delicious. Is there anything else that you're like kind of coming up, like that's next in the works for you?
Such a great question. So we're coming up with some other products that offer the same, you know, form of self-care, that have some really like minerals and vitamins in them. So like magnesium sprays that will help you sleep, that help. I've got some oils that we're working on for healing and soothing, with just like really completely really cleanest, most delicious ingredients. There's really a lot of products that I use personally that we're testing with our manufacturers. So we hope to really launch the entire spectrum of personal care products that give you that same, you're really nourishing your body. You're adding, you know, it's a form of vitamins and nutrients for your body, for your whole body. That also just offer that feeling of like, oh my gosh, wow. And that when you smell a perfume, and when you smell and something, a product that's made with just pure therapeutic essential oils, there's such a difference in the experience.
It is. I'm telling you, it is a luxury experience. And for anybody else who's listening to this, definitely go listen to that Natura Bisset podcast, because they are a true luxury skincare brand, and that same sort of a beautiful scent. If people want to know more about this, I know you mentioned Target has your zero waste deodorant bars, but where else can they go?
Target also has our deodorants.
Okay.
All of our deodorants and our zero waste bars. They can come to our website, clioandcoco.com. They can find us. We have lots of small boutiques around the country who carry our products. We're available on Amazon as well. For those people who are in this part of the country, all the Von Moore stores carry Clio and Coco. You can find us at RiteAid.com as well. So really readily available. We're available. We're also available on QVC.
Nice. Good for you. You made it to the queue. You know what? Let me tell you, folks at home, I used to work for QVC. They have such a rigorous testing program, and the buyers are so tough on products. So if you make it to QVC, you have to deliver on your promises. So congratulations. That's a great one.
We actually created the clean deodorant category on QVC, and we're still a bestseller today for 2 years already. Yes.
Amazing. Susanna, I want to thank you so, so much for being on with us today. Thank you for helping us feel better inside and out and do better for the planet.
Thank you so, so much for having me. This has been such a pleasure. And thank you so much for offering this wonderful platform.
Yeah. Well, listen, we like to keep it real here. And so if you at home have questions, if you want to know about my experience, I'm happy to answer. You can always email me, hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, right here on YouTube at Art Beauty Podcast. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday, smelling just a little bit better.